coming up, Donegal County Council is to initiate High Court proceedings against one of its members after its monthly meeting was adjourned today again. The government is looking at a number of measures to bring down the cost of living, according to the Taoiseach. Storm and Chief Whips have met to try to find a way to fast-track legislation in the absence of a fully working executive. And those responsible for an attack on Thomas Nalland in Sligo are being urged to hand themselves in. The 73-year-old is fighting for his life after an aggravated burglary in Skreen on the 18th of January. Good evening. Oisin Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport. Donegal County Council is to initiate High Court proceedings against one of its members after its monthly meeting was adjourned today for a second week without any business being done. The council is now seeking an order enforcing the suspension of Councillor Frank McBertie, which was agreed last week. There were Gardaí present in the room as a recorded vote was taken earlier this afternoon. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Last week's January meeting of Donegal County Council was adjourned and reconvened six times over a four-hour period with no business being done. It followed sustained interjections from the floor by Councillor Frank McBertie, who made a number of allegations and questioned the procedures under which he was being sanctioned. Today, at 2:15, the reconvened meeting was opened by Cathaoirleach Councillor Jack Murray, who noted that Councillor McBertie was present in the room at Aura Leisure Centre and expressed regret that this was the case. He said, at a time when many people's homes are literally falling down around them, it's unacceptable for the council not to be doing its business. The council solicitor was present at today's meeting, and Councillor Murray moved a motion authorising the chief executive to secure an injunction, including an order for costs. Councillor Murray said today marks a new low point for Donegal County Council that he never thought he would witness. The meeting has now been adjourned again until Monday, February 21st.
Well, Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, has been giving his reaction to Donal Kavanagh after today's meeting.
That was rock bottom that we had today. One man managed to come in and prevent any business, any worthwhile business from going ahead for the constituents or the electorate who elected us. I don't know how to describe what was witnessed. Some of the insults, and they were just unacceptable. But this was to achieve nothing else but block the work of Donegal County Council. Well, there was claims, allegations of corruption. I've relayed all that information to the Gardaí, where it rightly belongs, to be investigated. So that's, like, I've willing to assist that, but you cannot just simply block Donegal County Council, disrupt the workings of Donegal County Council for no real stated aim other than to just cause chaos.
An injunction is now being sought by the chief executive. A recorded vote was taken from councillors mandating John McLaughlin to seek that. What will that entail?
Yeah, it will be, well, the chief executive will be seeking an injunction at the High Court to prevent Councillor McBertie from coming to cause further disruption to our meetings. I would hope that Councillor McBertie would see sense to stand back and to leave us at the meetings to do the actual work that we've been elected to do, because nobody benefits from this type of behaviour. Nobody, not the people who elected Councillor McBertie or anybody else, will benefit from this disruption, this chaos, and just grinding everything to a halt and not letting us achieve anything. And I have to say, like, I never ever thought I would see anything like this when I was elected to Cathaoirleach, and I hope as long as I live I never see anything like that again.
The government is looking at a number of measures to bring down the cost of living, according to the Taoiseach. There's been calls to suspend a proposed increase of carbon taxes in May, but Micheál Martin has rejected it. The possible measures include a cut to college fees, a reduction in emergency department charges, and an extension to the fuel allowance season. Micheál Martin says Cabinet will make a final decision on what measures can be introduced.
We have indicated more broadly, we're looking at charges, we're looking at costs that people have to bear. You will recall last week the living certificate fees were waived. So we're looking at a range of charges that we perhaps could reduce costs for people in their ordinary everyday lives. And there's a number of measures that are currently being looked at. We'll await the full deliberation of Cabinet in terms of decisions around that.
Storm and Chief Whips have met to try to find a way to fast-track legislation in the absence of a fully working executive. It comes in the wake of Paul Given's resignation as First Minister last week in opposition to the Northern Ireland Protocol. Some of the outstanding bills are on topics including climate change, organ donation and stalking. Proposals from today's meeting are now being sent out to parties. Sinn Féin Deputy Leader Michelle O'Neill says there's only so much they can do.
This is not business as usual. There are things that we can do and that we can work together. We can fast track these pieces of legislation. But there are also equally things that we cannot do. We don't have the ability to agree a 3-year budget to invest in the health services to tackle waiting lists. We don't have the ability to invest in our cancer services or mental health services.
Those responsible for an attack on Thomas Nealand in Sligo are being urged to hand themselves in. The 73-year-old is fighting for his life after the aggravated burglary in Skreen on the 18th of January. There has been widespread condemnation of the assault. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information, and Cathaoirleá of Sligo County Council Paul Taylor is urging anyone with information to come forward.
And this man now needs the help of anyone that knows anything, anyone in the community, any passers-by. I would even ask that the perpetrators would come forward and give themselves up. Something that we might not think is hugely significant might be of huge help to the Gardaí.
The PRO of the MICA Action Group says they're more in the dark now than ever before. It follows a meeting with Minister Charlie McConnellogue on Friday evening, which Michael Doherty says was positive in terms of voicing their issues, but says they are the same issues he has raised time and time again. There's calls for further clarity also on whether foundations will be covered in the redress scheme. Minister McConnellogue confirmed that foundations of properties will be included, but Mr Doherty says that contradicts what was previously contained in the detail of the scheme. He says there needs to be more openness on where the scheme is currently at.
I think it was a good enough meeting, but at the end of the day, it's a results game, like I keep saying, and right now we're being more in the dark than ever we were before. It's just not fair on the people that have trusted in the process, and I think it's time that they started to show their hand here as to what it is we're going to see this going into legislation, what the overall plan is going to look like, and give us some sort of a definitive timeline as to when we can expect things to happen. This idea of anything from Easter to the end of the year just tells us, and I think it's indicative of where they are with their overall plan, which largely doesn't seem to exist, unfortunately, for a 2.2 billion euro scheme, which is quite incredible.
And indeed, one of the issues that you raised, or that Charlie raised, was in relation to the foundations, that they will now be included, but that's not what you were led to believe or what is stated in black and white.
On Highland Radio, Charlie has stated that the foundations are included, but that's in stark contrast to what is written in black and white. The frequently asked questions was issued by the department on behalf of the minister on the enhanced scheme on the 30th of November. And clearly in there, page 8 of 11, under what's not excluded in the scheme, is mentioned foundations. So he needs to square that circle. And we've got loads of these types of examples. We've put out a questionnaire, as a Make Action Group team, to the public and asked them for their feedback. We already raised all of the issues that we were encountering and questions that we had asked, and we wanted that to be fleshed out. We will be forwarding that with a letter to the minister, and we'll be seeking immediate clarity on foundations and many other items still to be addressed.
Schools can apply for additional SNA hours if they feel it is necessary to meet the needs of the school. That's according to the Minister of State with responsibility for special education. The minister says over 1,000 additional special needs assistants are available since January. Josepha Madigan says last year a large number of schools got an increase in their allocation when they looked for more hours.
The department is actively recruiting at the National Council for Special Education. Is SNA posts are allocated to schools to use as they would feel would most benefit their students. And you know, if they feel their allocation isn't sufficient, they can apply, as I said, for these hours. I mean, last year, over half of the schools that applied for this review saw some increase.
There's further calls for the cliff rescue element of the Bumbeg Coast Guard to be reinstated. The provision of the Irish Coast Guard cliff rescue services in Donegal is currently being provided by Greencastle, Mulroy and the Killybegs units. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle submitted a question to the Department of Transport on behalf of Councillors Micheál Colmgilla-Aspig, and it was confirmed that there are no plans in place for the service to be reinstated west of the county. Councillor McGilla-Aspig says it's disappointing given the distance the rescue service would have to travel if an incident were to occur.
Unfortunately, the Dublin government has made a very clear decision not to provide the service that is badly needed in West Donegal, which is the cliff element of the Coast Guard. We are very lucky in the West and in other parts throughout the whole county. We have fantastic volunteers who are very committed and give up quite a lot of their time to save people off the coast. And the cliff element of it was very important. We've been promoting West Donegal as a destination for adventure tourism. And we're asking people to come and kayak, and we're asking people to come and walk the coast and climb the cliffs. And if you look at all the work that has been done in relation to blueways and adventure tourism, but if anything goes wrong, we badly need the cliff element of the service.
While this cliff rescue element is in place in some parts of the county, for West Donegal, it's too late waiting for people to travel to there.
If you look at West Donegal has the biggest number of islands, and there's a lot of people who go stack climbing, cliff climbing, and through the caves. And it was vitally important that the service was retained, but unfortunately the government chose not to. And I would call again on the government to reintroduce the service. It wasn't at a massive cost to taxpayers.
The new Garda uniform will be embraced by members who feel it will be more suited to outdoor frontline duties. That's according to the AGSI, which is welcoming the upgrade along with the GRA. The new uniform consists of a soft shell jacket, a waterproof jacket, blue polo shirt, operational trousers and practical base layers. Members sought a practical uniform in their internal audit, which surveyed over 6,500 Gardaí. A delivery schedule is now in place, starting in Dublin, before it's distributed to over 13,000 uniform members at 560 Gardaí stations nationwide.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Joining us with all the latest in sport this evening, it's Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with football. FAI CEO Jonathan Hill claims the government are upbeat about a potential bid for Euro 2028 involving the Republic of Ireland. A joint bid for the 2030 World Cup involving the four UK associations and the FAI was officially scrapped today. The bid for the Euros follows a feasibility study which said it would likely be more successful. Speaking to FAI TV, Hill believes the benefits to the country as a whole could be huge.
The UK government have welcomed it as a positive step and something that they, in the fullness of time, are likely to support. And we should know by September 2023 as to whether or not that bid is successful. So no World Cup, but it is certainly Euro 2028 that they are going to try and target.
Manchester United will be without Alexi Telles and Fred for tomorrow's Premier League match against Burnley after the Brazilian pair tested positive for COVID-19. Telles missed Friday's FA Cup defeat against Middlesbrough after returning a positive test before the game. Fred came on as a substitute in that fixture but has since contracted the virus. In Gaelic Games, there will be a homecoming for All-Ireland champions this evening. Steelstown won the All-Ireland Intermediate Football title on Sunday, beating Trim 3-14 to 2-5 at Croke Park. Goals from Ben McCarron, Cahir McMonagall and Emmett Dean helped the Derry side to lift the trophy. It is Steelstown Brian Oak's first ever All-Ireland football title, adding to their first ever county and Ulster titles that they won en route to the All-Ireland. We will have reaction from that homecoming later on this evening. Online on highlandradio.com. Also on highlandradio.com this evening, we will have the latest edition of the DL Debate presented by Brendan Devaney. We'll also be airing the show just after the 7 o'clock news. Among the guests tonight with Brendan will be another Brendan, that's Brendan Kilcoyne, recapping on Donegal's victory against Kildare yesterday. Plus, we'll get the thoughts from the Orchard County as Aaron Kiernan, former Armagh star, talks to us about the red card scenario which took place at the Athletic Grounds yesterday as Armagh defeated Tyrone, and Mickey McCann, the Donegal hurling manager, will also be on. So, as we know, a first one of the campaign for Donegal in Division 1 yesterday, beaten Kildare at McCool Park by 5 points. Patrick McBurtie and Ryan McHugh fired on the Donegal goals in the 2-11 to 1-9 win. There is major concerns out of the game, however. Injuries picked up by Michael Murphy and Jason McGee. Both were expected to be assessed today. Donegal, of course, can, with another win, be almost assured of staying in the top flight of Division 1. They've got five more games to come. Their next trip is away to Kerry in under 2 weeks' time, where the management are hopeful that both Murphy and McGee will be available for that trip to Killarney. As for the hurlers, Donegal got off to the best possible start yesterday in the Hurling League, coming through against London. Josh Connolly and 2 goals from Richie Ryan set up the win for Donegal in that tie. But the major headline on the hurling front today is coming from Down manager Ronan Sheehan, who says his players were subjected to sectarian abuse during their league clash with Carlow. The Mourne boss alleged that comments were made by their opponents during the 2-10 to 1-12 win for the home side in Ballycrane. Sheehan called the comments extremely disappointing and says it's an insult to the Gaels in the county. Carlow chairman Jim Bulger says they are committed to upholding the principles of anti-sectarianism and all allegations are investigated and action taken as appropriate. Finally this evening in rugby, Connacht hooker Dave Heffernan has been called into the Ireland squad ahead of the Six Nations trip to France. He replaces Rob Herring, who's ruled out with a calf injury. Keith Earls will have a hamstring injury rehabbed with Munster, meaning he'll also miss the game in Paris. And Ulster trio Michael Lowry, Robert Bellacoon and Nick Timoney have also rejoined the Ireland squad after featuring in Friday's win over Connacht. That's the latest from the sports desk, Catherine.
Thank you, Oisin. Returning to news now. Elderly people and people with disabilities and parents with prams are being forced onto the main road in Muff because of an ongoing issue with motorists parking on footpaths. Despite double yellow lines in place in certain areas, Councillor Terry Crossing claims they are being ignored. While it's an issue not confined to Muff, he believes Gardaí need to do more to monitor such parking issues. Councillor Crossan says it's unfair that pedestrians cannot walk on footpaths due to the actions of motorists.
This is something that has been going on for quite a while now. The main street on Muff is a very busy street. It's a very busy cross-border route between Derry and Donegal. We get a lot of very heavy HGV vehicles. We get a lot of very large agricultural vehicles. And some parts of the street are narrower than others. And in the particular place where this picture was taken and placed on social media, there are actually double yellow lines, but the double yellow lines are being totally ignored.
Because you were shown, as you said, a picture of a car parked very badly on the footpath, and as a result, an older lady on crutches actually did have to go out onto the road.
Yes, and I actually know the lady in question. The lady is awaiting a hospital appointment to undergo surgery on her hips, and she is very immobile, and it's very, very unfair to put her in the position where she has to go on the road to navigate her way through the village.
And people are being urged to have their say on a cross-border community park for Donegal and Tyrone. A consultation is ongoing in relation to the Riverine Community Park, which aims to connect both sides of the border at Lifford and Strabane. Michaela Clark has the details.
Donegal County Council are in the process of developing plans for the eastern portion of the Riverine Community Park in partnership with Derry City and Strabane District Council, with €6 million already secured through the Peace Corps Fund for the development. An initial public consultation process was undertaken in June 2021. However, some adjustments have been made to part of the park falling within the Derry City and Strabane District Council area. The overall proposals include reimagining a shared parkland to create a space broaden the sense of community and to reinforce continuing relationships, as well as promoting walking and cycling routes, ensuring accessibility for all. People can have their say online by accessing a link on our website, highlandradio.com. The closing date for submissions is February the 10th. It's anticipated a planning application for the amenity will be made in mid-February.
Weather now. Outbreaks of rain will slowly move southeastwards during this evening, with drier conditions following into the northwest later and lows of 5 to 9 degrees. Closing headlines. Donegal County Council is to initiate High Court proceedings against one of its members after its monthly meeting was adjourned today for a second week without any business being done. The government is looking at a number of measures to bring down the cost of living, according to the Taoiseach, and Storm and Chief Whips have met to try to find a way to fast-track legislation in the absence of a fully working executive. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Monday evening, the 7th of February. The death has occurred of John McGee, Porthaugh Glen, Buncrana. Removal from Murphy's funeral home this evening at 8 o'clock, going to his late residence. Removal from his home on Friday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. John's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice or the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Charlie Gallagher, late of Summerhill, Donegal Town, and formerly of Shrove, Greencastle. Charlie's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. this evening. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Josie McKelvey, Fintown. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass at 12 noon on Wednesday in Chappubble, Columkilneefa, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock, with house private afterwards until 11 a.m. the following day. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Chappubble, Columkilneefa Facebook page. The death has taken place of Sam Call, Anna Gray. His remains will repose at his sister Mary Charlie Call's residence in Tun an Bhaile, Ranafarisha, this evening from 6 o'clock. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. Sam's funeral mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the Annagry Parish webcam and Facebook page. The death has taken place of Martin Ridge, Calhame, Fulcara, and formerly of Casla, County Galway. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private after the rosary until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortha Hawk, tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on MCM Media or on the Kieran Rorty Funeral Director Facebook page. The death has taken place of Gerald Jerry Kennedy, 95 Castlegrange Park, Strabane, and formerly of Iona Terrace, Waterside, Derry. Reposing at his daughter Paula Duffy's home, 98 Castlegrange Park. Funeral leaving his daughter's home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Siobhan Gallagher, 229 Lower Mount Marion, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.